This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
We are Hard Reads, and we're going to go ahead and get into our episode today, where we have to talk about, do Smash players practice enough? And of course, DreamHack postponed until 2021. And then after that, we'll be doing our Twitter questions. I'm TK Breezy. This is Austin. How you doing?
Good, man. How's everything?
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know, just been big chilling as per usual. Just, you know, taking things by the day and all that good shit. And yeah.
I feel that, dude. I had a bit of excitement today. Someone rang our doorbell, and they're installing Verizon Fios on our block. So I might have it by now. I'm very excited for that. Those Signal cables.
That's big pog for sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm so stoked.
I wish we had that around here, but unfortunately we do not. So I just kind of like stuck with Spectrum, you know what I mean? It's never great on the Spectrum aspect of things, but hey, you know.
At least it's not Comcast, man. Have you been hearing what's been going on with Comcast?
I have not.
They're just like outages like constantly all over the nation, like the past like couple.
Oh. Well, yeah. That's pretty trash. Let's not let's not do that. All right. No. So first thing we have on the docket obviously is, do Smash players practice enough? I'm not really sure why this topic has been coming up, so I'm going to let Austin go ahead and fill this one. Austin, has there been discussion on the TL lately about why, if Smash players are practicing enough?
A little bit. So basically, for those unaware, Wadi made a tweet saying that he doesn't even like own the game or play it at home or whatever, so he doesn't practice the game whatsoever except for a match, and he still manages to get into the TR. And, you know, get good placements and stuff. And that led to the uproar against just Smash Ultimate players in general, but like, and Leffen leading the charge, obviously, about how Smashers just never play Ultimate. They practice their game. They're never trying to get better. They just play it like when they're in a tournament and find ways out later. And I guess so, the discussion I want to bring to the table is like, should they be playing more? Or is it like, cool that they just, you know, rely on natural talent or past history of grinding to just carry them through the world?
I mean, if it works, it works. Like, I think if you're not beating that person who says they don't practice, then you aren't really in a position to, like, you know, police what they're doing. Like, obviously, whatever they're doing is working for them. So, and unless they were saying some shit, like, if Wadi was like, man, I just can't figure out how to win. But then everyone's like, well, why don't you practice the matchup? And he's like, practice? That's gross. Then I'd be like, all right, well.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not what's happening. So I don't know. That's kind of weird that people are even like trying to police what other people are doing when it comes to their game, especially if these people are winning. Now, you know, I think that practice is important, but if what you're doing is good enough for you, then sit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're like going 0-2, but you never play the game at home and you're like raging every day, then I'd be like, all right, well, that's kind of on you. But if you're like winning tournaments and you're also, you know, but you still don't play at home or whatever because you have other shit to do, then like, yeah, man, like, I'm not going to tell you to go play more. That's dumb as hell.
Yeah. And, you know, like when you're stuck at home and you can't even play the game correctly offline, you know, and like how the game's meant to be played, like it becomes even more difficult. Get that practice unless you have roommates that like play the game or something. Practice against or going into the training mode or whatever. But it all comes down to the player preference, you know? It comes down to like, hey, Wadi's not trying to be number one in the world, you know? He just plays the game that he likes and he happens to be good at it. So, like, whatever. But I feel like some people want to use that as a way to bring them down, to be like, hey, see, I told you, ultimate players don't practice enough, blah, blah, blah. And then they start to generalize. And I think that becomes a bit of a problem in that regard. But again, if someone's complaining about not winning and then they don't, they're not putting in the work, then I have no sympathy, obviously. But that's not what's happening here.
Okay. That's definitely, I feel like that definitely makes sense. In a major way, for the sole fact that, like, yeah, it is Wadi who probably fielded this. And I just, like, he is good. Like, he's really good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to police what Wadi decides to do with his free time and whatnot. Now, if Wadi wants to get better, then yeah, you know, practice it up. But if he's popping off, and I saw that Pink Fresh said some shit about, like, how he only really played PM with me. And outside of tournament, and that wasn't often, you know what I mean? Like when we did PM the first time he came over, we played for like 8 hours, and by the end of that 8 hour session he was already beating me. And then after that we probably came over like three more times to play, but outside of us playing at tournaments, we never really played PM together. And like, that's just, some people can do that, some people don't need to practice every day or grind out stuff because they just have a good aptitude for the game. So yeah.
And it's Smash is also one of those games, depending on which one you're playing, obviously, where, you know, execution isn't as difficult as, say, like, you know, a traditional fighting game where you have to have like those inputs, those long combos ready to go. Obviously, if you're playing Melee, you need to be on top of your execution, obviously. But it's just, when you're playing something like Ultimate, where it's more, you know, neutral based, more beating your opponent, you know, there's only so much you can practice, especially with the limited tools that we have at our disposal for practicing. Like, I guess if you want to, like, go hack a Switch and introduce that, you know, introduce the training mode mod that's been brought to the table, like, I don't know. Like, so I kind of get why people are not practicing, you know? So it just, if you can get by, get by. It's
I feel like there's just not much to do right now unless you have like a good practice partner at the house. But even then, like, what are you practicing for? Like, because if you're practicing offline, that stuff is gonna kind of like, it's gonna mess you up when you first get on to Wi-Fi. And then if you're practicing on Wi-Fi, more often than not, you're gonna make some weird complaint about like, it's just Wi-Fi anyway, so.
Bro,
they're
prepping for Genesis in 2022, man.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. up next, though, we obviously have, speaking of, you know, tournaments that may or may not be coming back, we have DreamHack postponed until 2021, which is a very smart decision. I don't really think there's much more I need to say about that. That was just a smart decision from DreamHack. Corona's not getting better. I think it actually is getting worse, and we still don't know what, like, you know, if there's a cure, or not a cure, but a vaccination for it yet, or a cure if you do catch it, and it's still just as contagious and easily spreadable, and trying to cram a bunch of people into one room, especially a bunch of people who probably are not caring about their hygiene as much as you would like them to, is definitely not going to be the wave.
Yeah, it's not a big shocker, but I just thought it was like a little announcement that came off, so. Something to bring to the table that, hey, like all these major ass tournaments are pushing it back. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say like it feels hopeless right now, but it's definitely starting to feel like, I don't know when's the next time I'm going to be able to go to a tournament, man. Like, when is the next time we're going to like going to see each other or see other people and like in the tournament scene? Like, I just, it's a little wild. Like, it's been like kind of gnawing at the back of my mind a bit.
It is a little wild, and I'm kind of in the same boat where I don't really know what we're doing. Like,
it next. Sucks.
That's why I think that why everybody is just kind of like trying to do their own thing now and, you know, gain their own followings other ways. So yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I just, human interaction is so friggin' important to have. And to actually like physically see other people, like, and like tournaments was like a great way for not just us, but for a lot of people to go and, you know, hang out with their friends or people that like would, you know, get them out of the house, especially if they're like people that like to stay home and game a lot. Like, that was like a way for them to leave. And, you know, that avenue is now gone. And it's just, bro, when's it coming back? Like, COVID just taking over. It's trash. I don't know what else to say. Like, I feel like nothing's really changed since May or March.
Yeah, and I feel like nothing is going to change either. So we're just kind of.
Sorry, I don't mean to be like a Debbie Downer. It's just
no. I mean, like, I feel you, bro. Like, it was just we're in the same, you know, in the same boat. Like, I really wish that there was something that was going to change, but unfortunately, there's not.
Yeah.
So, let me go ahead and get over to these Twitter questions. I was looking at the Secret Labs thing. Secret Labs is doing a collaboration with League. They're coming out with League chairs, and I definitely think I'm about to buy a Secret Labs chair. Them joints look super nice.
Oh, really?
I
haven't
seen them. Yeah, so I'll just retweet it. Actually, I'm not going to retweet. Just go to Secret Labs chairs.
Okay.
I was like, oh, big bait. All right, let me get to the questions.
Definitely.
See what we got going on here. We are.
Ooh, look kind of clean.
Yeah. TK Breezy.
Sitting in this friggin' $20 IKEA chair that I bought 7 years ago.
Oh, we got a lot of questions today. Okay, so I put the questions thing out there and said, draw me some questions for Hard Reads here. Ask me anything, just whatever. So we got a lot of questions. We got 20 questions. Trying to marathon through them in these next 10 minutes. I said, if you could swap three well-known FGC players with three well-known Smash players, who would you swap? That one was kind of hard.
Ooh.
I couldn't name three. But I would definitely like if Hook Gang God was a Smash player. Like, that man's funny. That's my boy. Also, would like to see him just talk about getting cooked all the time. If I had to drop someone from the roster for Hook Gang God, probably Meister.
That's a what? I mean, you have to name.
I mean, someone. He will be a well-known FGC player then. I just don't know what he would play.
Oh, okay. He'd probably be his owner. Actually, I have no idea.
He'd play Mortal Kombat for sure.
Yeah. Is saying to Kill Sage cheating?
Yes, because okay. He is a Smasher. Come on.
He doesn't play Ultimate though.
Come on, bro.
He played Ultimate for literally a month and quit.
Come on, bro.
That's like saying Sonic Fox is a Smasher. He played Ultimate for a month.
Yeah, but he never got any fucking placement, so.
Neither did Sage in Ultimate.
Nah, Sage got at least a couple top eights. Come on,
bro. Not in Ultimate.
Not a single top eight in a whatchamacallit?
Local? I don't think so. I'll have to double check, but like he
didn't go 0-2 though. He didn't go 0-2 though.
Okay. Is that all the bar right. We're setting now?
Is yes, that the bro. Bar? I'm sure that he was like, if he didn't get top eight, he was like 9th or 13th, bro.
I mean, yeah, probably. But, I don't know. I think I'd like Punk. Yeah. I think that's what I'd go for. I just feel like he always has like that energy, like on camera anyways, that I feel like would work mesh really well into Smash, like whenever he like lost and interacts with other people. And as for Smashers, I would drop. Or not drop, but you know, bring over to FGC. I don't know, dude. That's a hard question. I need like time to think about this. I need like time to like, you know, do some research, write an essay. Gut reaction, I would say Osti. That's what I would go with. I make me an FGC. There it is. Done. I'll come back to that with
you. All right. No, I mean, okay.
I couldn't think of anyone, dude. I don't know who I want to get rid of. Like,
all right. That's.
I like that's nice, all I Smashers.
And what a nice person.
Sundays are coming back in the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite device, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams and favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFL Sunday Ticket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you'd never expect at a price you'd never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon signup. On top of their other discounts, go to DealDash.com and use the offer code PREADDICTION or DealDash.fm/PREADDICTION. That's DealDash.fm/PREADDICTION. Next question?
All right, next question, bro. What have been your favorite parts of competitive play, maybe best moments in every Smash game you've played a part of competitively? It could be you, it could be a moment you saw or commentated. That's kind of big. Hold on. What have been your favorite parts of competitive play?
Okay.
I'm gonna delve down to that. I think my favorite parts of competitive play and just watching Smash in general is always seeing someone adapt. That's all it is. I like seeing someone get blown up in the first game and then turning it around and like double three stocking them like the next two games because they adapted.
Yeah. The set that comes to mind for that one is definitely like Evo. Grand Finals, like with a tweak versus stuff like that. Like when like it comes down to the wire and you can tell that both players are like feeling each other out super hard and you know they have like a history and there's a rivalry going on and like you just like, you know, your butt's clenched and you're just constantly thinking about like who's going to win this, heart pounding, you're not even have the control in your hand. Those are the type of moments that I like.
All right. Yusei says, your personal taste in music. What is my personal taste in music? Honestly, I feel like R&B is at the top for sure. So it's like R&B, then like 2000s, like 2000s to 2015 bands. So like My Chem and like All Time Low and like stuff like that. Then rap. Then I guess like EDM. Well, no, I think rap and like pop would be on the same tier. And then like EDM, and then, you know, then like whatever else, just pretty much anything but like deep country and heavy metal is like my shit. I don't want to listen to like tractor trailer country, and I don't want to listen to screamo, but I can listen to pretty much anything else.
I feel like screamo can be good in small doses, and when it's like, it's not like the whole song. It's like one moment. But I'm not a big screamo. I'm not really into music that much, to be honest, but I do like, lately I've been listening to Porter Robinson and Madion a bit. I've been finding myself really liking like electric music, like chill, like what do you call it? Like lo-fi hip hop, like that type of stuff. Like yeah. Just music you can just put in the background and just like zone out to. But I pretty much like enjoy all music. Like there's even a couple country songs that I like, even though a majority of them are trash. Like all genres can bring something to the table, in my opinion.
You and this all, okay? You're on some type of mission. Anyway.
What?
Firebird Falco says, what are your thoughts on being great at Smash, good at three Smash games, Brawl 4 and Ult, versus great at Melee, not Smash, debate? I'm going to stop that question right there and say Melee is still Smash. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, what about those great at 64? And do you feel PM should be included on its own? Is Melee and PLM too unique and specific to be considered good at Smash? I think that this is a dumb debate and that, like, if you're good at a game, you're good at a game. Like, I'm not going to, like, tell you you're not good at Smash because you're good at Melee, but you can't, play, or you're not great at Ultimate, and vice versa. Like, that's just a weird debate. I don't know why people are still doing this. Just be good at the game that you're good at and move on.
Yeah, that you're passionate about. Dude, I give up Smash to be good at Fall Guys in a heartbeat, dude. Literally just play the game that you're passionate about, and I guess these are, like, cool, like, fun, like, theoretical questions, like if you could do this, would you do it, you know? But I don't know, like, I just I'd be good at whatever I'm good at. I don't know.
Yeah. Onyx Sanchez says, I'm at a loss for drive, but I have aspirations. What can I do to find drive? That's a pretty deep question. I feel like I've answered that a lot on my own stream, so I'll be answering it here because that's actually pretty deep. But honestly, like, it's just changing up. Like, you might have lost your drive because the thing that you thought you were into, you may not be as into as you originally thought. Like, I thought I wanted to be a computer programmer until I started doing it. And I was like, this is boring as fuck. So that's how I lost my drive. So,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much hit the nail on the head. there's been a lot of things I've been passionate about in the past. You lose that drive because you've moved on. That's what it is. Like, you've grown up a bit, you know, because you're always changing, like, all the time. So, like, you obviously change at times. And you'll find something new that you will your energy. It's tough, though, because when you do lose that like I was an actor before I pursued commentary. And I remember the moment when I realized I didn't want to do it anymore. It's a pretty tragic feeling, almost. It's like, wow, I spent all this time pursuing this, and now it's just like, I don't feel it anymore. You know, and then you'll know when you don't want to do it anymore.
We got, what's more petty? For this, for Mr. Joe Blackwood, he got, what's more petty, going after your coworker who owed you $2 from a few months ago, or still owing your coworker $2 after a few months by pre-corona era standards?
Wait.
It's $2, so, man. Just let it go.
Like, funny story. I've definitely met people that hold grudges over something as little as that. Don't really actually have like a physical story about that, but like, yeah, it's literally just $2. So I don't know, man, like, maybe back in like middle school when cash, like $2 was actually a lot more valuable to me, maybe I would hold a bigger grudge. And also I was way more immature back then, but I don't know. So wait. So was the question like, they want to give us $2 and then we have to not pay them back? But I'm kind of confused about the two.
No, the question is, you giving your coworker $2 long time ago and they said, I'll pay you back, and they still haven't paid you back.
I don't care. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. So DDR Chaz said, have you ever played Dance Dance Revolution? Yes, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah. I used to be good at it when I was younger. Right. But my definition of good was I could play it on medium, you know, like I not like those people that play that game on like super heavy where they're like literally moving their feet and they have to like put their hands on like the back of the rail to go as hard as possible. Like that's wild watching those people go. No, I would not consider myself. It's fun.
If you could host for any game show, this is from JRX7. If you could host for any game show, what would it be and why? Probably Family Feud. I just want to make faces like Steve Harvey.
Maybe Whose Line Is It Anyway? I feel like that'd be a really fun show.
Good one.
Yeah, just because you kind of like, as the host, you're kind of just part of the show anyways, because like, so you get to do skits at the end as well, and improv's always fun.
We got Johns98 saying, thoughts on Nordic countries, Sweden, Norway, etc. I don't have any current thoughts on them, but I have been watching Vikings, and that show is godlike, and it's kind of like from that area. So big shout outs to having rich history, you know, like that.
I've never visited. I've always wanted to. Like, I've always wanted to go to like Sweden or something. But just, I don't know. I don't really have thoughts on the country, except I want to visit it because I just want to visit everywhere, you know? So, yeah. Seems cool. Like TK said, there is history there. Like, more history than USA has.
Yeah. SMB Fireblaster says, why do esports teams show interest and all of a sudden ghost you? Drop all of a sudden and ghost you. Do you feel like it was something the person did or maybe a choice of the team? In my opinion, it's very unprofessional and rude. In my opinion, I don't think an esports team owes you shit unless you guys have signed a contract. So maybe you did do something. You know. And that's why they were like, oh, maybe they did some further digging and realized you weren't really a fit for them. But they don't owe you anything. That's like if you put in a job application and you go to the first interview and then they don't call you back for the second interview. And now you're like, wow, that's really rude. It's not. They don't have to call you back. That's like a waste of time. Like the only person they have to talk to is the person that they actually plan to hire at the end. And if it's not you, get fucked. You know, keep it moving.
And I also think if you're just like, if you think it's your fault all the time that they just started ghosting you or whatever, like sometimes it's not. Sometimes they just literally change their mind and it becomes more of a hassle to tell you than to just, it's way easier for them to just go away. They come as a professional, but sometimes that happens. Like TK said, they don't owe you shit. The thing is,
I think it depends on how far it is. Yeah. So if you guys are just in the first conversation and nothing's been put set in stone, nothing, just, hey man, we're looking for casters or whatever, and you're like, hey, I'm a caster, and they're like, oh, cool, and then that's the extent of the conversation. That's it. Nope. But if it's like, hey, I'm a caster, I'm like, oh, cool, you know, let's draft up a contract, and then the contract signed and stuff, but they never give you a release date, and then they go shoot. Yeah, that could be rude. But if it didn't get that far, then I think you just kind of got stopped at the interview part.
That could be rude and maybe illegal, depending on what the contracts did. That's true. But yeah, it also depends on like what tier of a company are we talking about? Like, is this just like some Twitter account that has less than like 1,000 followers that's trying to get into Smash and pick up 20 players? Is this like, you know, like TSM, Temple Storm, Panda Global, like something like that? Like, what levels are we talking about? That also matters. I feel like any team that's just brand new, trying to jump into Smash and pick up players, like I wouldn't even trust them at all, like in the beginning, because it's hard to like earn that. They have to earn that trust. So, I don't know. The worst thing you can do is blame yourself for it, unless there's something you know you did, like, you know, tweeted something stupid or like risky or, you know, insensitive, terrible human being. Like then maybe it's your fault, but I wouldn't think too much into it, man. They probably just lost interest. Then it's not, maybe it's not your fault. So yeah. Just keep on moving.
Elrod says, what got you into commentating esports? Tournament boredom, kind of. Like, I was at a tournament, I was out, didn't know what else to do. Mike was up. I was like, oh, this is lit. And then it was fun. And now I like doing it all the time. So yeah, pretty much tournament boredom was the first like motivator. And then it just continued. It's still fun now. So yeah.
Same. Like, I realized I started becoming bad at Smash. This was during the PM days before Smash 4 was released. And I was just like, I was good for like a month. Or quotations good. Like, I could beat my friends. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going anywhere with this bragging thing. I'm going to bike. And then I jumped on. So you realize you can't make it in one field, so you go to the other.
Yeah. Lil Sodium says, do we need new platform fighters? Nah, we have enough. We got Smash, we got Rivals, we got Brawlhalla. There's another one called Slayers for Hire that's out. There's like two more that are being worked on. You know, if Smash has five iterations of said platform fighters, if you want to go back, there's PlayStation All-Stars. Like, we have enough. I don't think there's anything like, I think that genre is covered for it the time being.
I think
Flat City, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like you can never have enough. I don't know. Like, if someone brings something new to the table, like, I'll welcome it.
I think right now we have enough. Maybe after a couple years.
I could always use more, you know? Like, if someone brings something new to the table and it has rollback netcode, like, maybe I'll give it a shot, you know?
Rollback is a buzzword. Stop that.
What do you mean buzzword?
It's a buzzword.
Well, it's not. It's an actual type of netcode. There's delay
based. It's a buzzword because rollback netcode does not automatically mean good
netcode. You're right. Sorry, let me rephrase. Good rollback netcode. Or just good netcode in general. How about that?
Fucking.
It's not a buzzword. It's an actual term.
Definitely a buzzword. That's why everyone's, y'all, oh, bro, that shit has rollback. I gotta play it. I'm like, all right, go play Street Fighter V then. Watch these people work.
Street Fighter V has bad rollback.
Yeah, okay, but that's not how people see it. When they see rollback, they just immediately believe, except for Street Fighter V now, because it's been proven. As soon as someone says anything about rollback, everyone just believes that Wi-Fi is going to be amazing without even playing it. It's dumb. It's dumb. Got to have the right rollback. Anyway, had to get chicken nuggets from the fast food, where would you go? This is Callie the Wise. He said, if you had to get chicken nuggets, fast food, where would you go? Wendy's, spicy nuggets.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think Wendy's spicy nuggets, honestly. Because I was thinking the McNuggets, but I was like, wait, those actually taste... So, yeah, probably Wendy's, but I don't support Wendy's anymore, so...
Packy says, if you had to cast with one commentator you haven't worked with before, who would you choose? Yipes. For sure. I've wanted to work with Yipes forever. We just never do the same games.
I would love to cast with Tate. I think he would just bring like a lot of energy to the table and blast.
Yeah. It was, actually. He's very fun to commentate with. Yeah, minus SFBU says, beef, chicken, or pork?
It, can I be lame and say
there needs to be a context? Let's say like a street taco.
Street taco?
I'm gonna go with pork. Carnitas tacos are lit.
I think beef. For tacos, right. Beef. Most of the time, it's usually chicken for like depending on generic, but for tacos, definitely beef. I also like tofu, depending if it's seasoned right. Tofu is lit and cheap.
We got Donuts Hypno says, "What's your favorite movie?" I almost never have like a good answer for that off the top, so I'm just gonna go with my favorite Disney movie, which is Lilo and Stitch. And yeah,
it's a good one. It used to be Scott Pilgrim versus the World until I rewatched it literally like a month ago, and I realized there's a lot of like, it's a little racist. Just like there's a hint of racism in that movie, and I had no idea.
This is definitely like, just coming from the guy who was just all everything matters a second ago. Interesting.
What?
Interesting. Interesting.
What are you placing upon me right now?
Interesting.
It's not interesting. You need to fucking.
Interesting.
What are you implying, bro?
What are you? I mean, I'm only going off what I heard, Austin. Okay.
Oh fucking interesting. God.
Anyway, so what's your favorite movie, bro?
I don't know,
if
man.
If it's not Scott Pilgrim.
It's such a broad question. I Emperor's New Groove is really good, but I don't know if it's my favorite.
That's a good one.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's really good. Like, I don't really have a favorite movie. There's tons of good ones out there.
We got Big Lil Numbers says, "Do you think cereal is a soup?"
Like, if I had to like answer like immediately, I would say no. But what do you think about? Is it?
See, but the thing is, it says a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water. So, oatmeal could be a soup? But regular cereal, I don't know.
Oatmeal's a type of cereal, isn't it? Like, you find it in the cereal aisle in the grocery store.
That's true. I don't know, maybe, bro. That's a 50-50. That's a good mix.
I'm about to Google this. I need to know, is oatmeal soup? Oh my God! This put a Reddit. I am not about to go down this line.
It's opened up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pandora's let's put the next question in. Bunny Vibes 12 says, "What is your favorite moment in your career?" E3 Invitational. That is the first time that I felt like I actually got noticed for all the hard work I'm doing, and now it just went away anyway because Nintendo has not hired me ever since. So, big rip.
I don't know, man. I enjoyed going to Taiwan for Overwatch. I didn't actually like the act of casting that game because I wasn't passionate about the game, but the whole experience was amazing and incredible. I've never been treated that good in my life when I've seen commentary. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed Evo 2018. Yeah. I think those are probably like my two favorites, I would say. But also just like casting like locals back in the day when there was like no. Yeah. That's what I would go with.
Okay. Hold on. I had to send a text now. I was like, wait a minute. I actually had some questions, bro. And the last one is favorite dinosaurs from Epic Giraffe.
Pterodactyl.
Probably Velociraptor.
Actually, no. Can I take it back? Long neck.
Like a brontosaurus?
Is that what it's called? I'm just going off whatever Littlefoot is, man. Like.
Yeah.
Land Before Time? That's a good movie. The first one.
Brontosaurus, I think.
Only the first one. Like, any Land Before Time after number one is trash. But the first one?
Okay. All right. That's, you know what? For nostalgia benefits, I'll give it up.
I haven't seen it in a long time. My taste might have changed. Same thing happened to Scott Pilgrim, you know?
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it for the stream. I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with us yet again here on the Prediction Esports channel. This Hard Reads, we do this every Wednesday. We talk about Smash and all that great stuff, and you could be talking about it with us too. So make sure you do that today, as you guys have done, and do that next week too, and you'll be able to catch all of this action on Spotify, on Apple podcast, and of course my YouTube a little later when we get the video up. Austin, any final thoughts?
None that I can think. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Yeah. Well, be safe. don't spread the corona, and have a good night.
Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball is finally kicking off this week, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry to see what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.